You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a very cool cat and veteran of the Hammond B3 Arts, that was Pennsylvania native Greg Hotza with his organization, with the 2017 tune Baltimore Strut off his latest CD, Digging Up My Roots. So his musical instincts came to him early. He was picking out blues and boogie-woogie tunes on the piano around 4 and started formal lessons shortly after that. The Hammond B3 became his life obsession as a teenager when a friend turned him on to records by Jimmy Smith, Jimmy McGriff, Ray Charles, and Johnny Hammond Smith. In fact, during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about his lifelong love of jazz.
I started when I was like 5 years old. Somehow I was kind of fascinated with jazz music through recordings that my parents had. And there was a piano in the house, and my mother saw me just kind of imitating stuff, and so she started me on piano lessons. I started very young with piano lessons, and I kind of always had like a natural draw towards jazz and blues. I was very good at playing and imitating things by ear, you know.
His first professional gig on the Hammond B3 came at 16 when he played in small towns in central Pennsylvania. He was largely self-taught, picking up most of his insider knowledge from organ players at jam sessions at local clubs like the Grand Hotel. It was in the Grand that Baltimore Colts football great and jazz fan Lenny Moore asked the teenager to perform at the club he was opening in Baltimore. Moore became Greg's manager, and Baltimore became Greg's home. The organist played at the club for 4 years and was something of a young jazz lion in his own right. During that time, he met and got to play in jam sessions with such cats like Kenny Burrell, Groove Holmes, Philly Joe Jones, Roland Kirk, James Moody, and Sonny Stitt. Alive. And his formal education is a bachelor's degree in composition from the Peabody Conservatory and a master's degree from Towson State University, where he would go on to teach jazz, piano composition, improvisation, and music theory for many years. For the last 15 years, in partnership with Rev Dred Scott, they formed a group called Jazz in the Sanctuary. Based in Baltimore, they perform jazz gospel concerts throughout the tri-state area, and he is always producing music and teaching the next generation. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has our own Hammond B3 cats like Ken Laverne and Chris Hazleton making it real right here in Kansas City, Missouri, sweating like swingsters to make your jazz oasis pulse. So here's Greg again one more time in 1996 with the tune In My Pocket.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Greg Hassett, jazz organ player from Baltimore, Maryland, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was a man that Greg loved, as the world did. Hammond B3 master Jimmy Smith with the tune Stranger in Paradise. He did so much for the Hammond B3 electric organ, and all roads led to him becoming an NEA jazz master and revered by players all over the globe. From an album by Ray Charles with his organ chops moving and featuring big band arrangements by Quincy Jones and Ralph Burns, this is the 1961 tune One Mint Julep off the LP Genius Plus Soul Equals Jazz. I'd say so. Next on this taste-driven hour of jazz, kids.
This is Molly Hammer, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
To your toe. The possibilities are more than I could possibly enumerate. That's why you fascinate me so. Oh, sermonize and preach to me. Make your sanctum. My inability to concentrate. I feel I'm dealing with a powder keg that's just about to blow. Will the end result deflate me, or will you annihilate me? You fascinate me so. Inability to concentrate.
with a powder cake that's just about to blow. Will the end result deflate me, or will you annihilate me? Fascinate me so, fascinate me so, fascinate me, fascinate me so.
That was Wisconsin native and jazz pianist and vocalist Joanne Funk with the 2015 tune You Fascinate Me So off the CD Jazz in the Lobby Bar. So she got her piano performance degree from the University of Wisconsin-Madison after a tour as a musician on the SS Norway. She then moved to the Twin Cities, and these days she is in her seventh season of performing regularly at Jazz in the Lobby Bar and the St. Paul Hotel. That sounds dreamy. From the legendary tenors Al Cohn and Zoot Sims, this is the 1974 tune Stockholm, L.A. off the LP Motoring Along, much like we are in this very quick-moving hour of jazz, kids. Thank you.
everybody. This is Gordon Goodwin, leader of the Big Fat Band, and you're listening to Joe DiMino on Neon Jazz.
That was alto saxophonist Federico Simbi with the 2011 tune Maria de la O off his CD Baladas. So he is considered as one of the great Spanish jazz musicians of all time, and he got acclaim for his extraordinary career both inside and outside of Spain. With more than 20 CDs as a leader and more than 100 as a sideman, he has worked with the prolific cats out there in the jazz world like Brad Meldow, Kurt Rosenwinkel, Michael Brecker, Pat Metheny, and so many others. From New York blues pianist and band leader Buddy Johnson with his band, this is Troyan Swing, circa 1941, next on The Big Show.
Jenkins, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was the jazz accordionist Art Van Dam right out of Norway, Michigan, with his quintet featuring Joe Pass in 1970 with the song Blue Lou off the CD Blue World. He began playing the accordion at age 9 and started classical study when his family moved to Chicago in 1934. And in 1941, he joined Ben Burney's band as an accordion player. And it was from 45 to 60 that he worked for NBC, performing on The Dinah Shore Show, Tonight, The Dave Garraway Show, and other radio and TV shows along the way. From the group known as Soundsville, featuring Alberto Marsico, this is Second Bossa off the 2008 CD Blues for Alice in Wonderland.
Thank you. depends on you. I never mind more rain from the skies if I can find sunshine in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am, so what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
That was the jazz and popular musician, composer, bandleader, and aviator Roger Wolf Kahn, joined by his orchestra with the 1927 tune Sometimes I'm Happy. Right out of Morristown, New Jersey, he was born into a wealthy German-Jewish banking family. He began studying the violin at 7 and learned to play 18 musical instruments before starting to lead his own orchestra in 1923, the age of 16. He was always an old man. From the master pianist out of Harlem, this is Bud Powell with his take on Salt Peanuts, circa 1960, at the Essen Jazz Festival, next on the show.
Thank you.
Again, that was Bud Powell in 1960 with a little bit of Salt Peanuts. So we began this hour with Greg Hotza with the Hammond, and we'll leave this episode the same kind of way with the Hammond B3 veteran Joey DeFrancesco with the 2009 tune, The Jody Grind. And with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man always used to the musical grind, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
To the J, to the D. Yeah.
That's right. Reach out. Let us know what's going on. We love you out there. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.